Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of The Diz Unplugged, coming to you live from the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table this week by my good friends sitting in the wrong seat, Mr. John Magi.
Hi, everybody.
Mr. Kevin Close.
I'm in the right seat. Hello, everyone.
You are in the correct seat. And, of course, our producer, Mr. Craig Williams.
Ahoy.
And, of course, this show, along with all the content we produce, brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel, of which John and I are owners. And if you like our content, if you like the stuff we do, that's how we pay for it. When you book your trips through dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. So please show your support. Head over to Dreams. Use one of our phenomenal agents. Does not cost you an extra penny for our services. We get paid by Disney. So if you want to make Disney pay for this content, that's all you have to do. See? That's how it works.
It makes up for lightning lanes.
Indeed it does. Indeed it does. Okay. So, y'all have to forgive me. I just got back from a three-night cruise on the Dream. This is my third Dream sailing.
In January?
Feels like it. Since October. And so I want to talk about some cruise stuff. Did you guys talk about the conditional sail order being lifted last week?
No.
Okay. So, last week, the Centers for Disease Control lifted the conditional sail order that has been in place pretty much since, I think, March of 2020. Saying the cruise lines can now determine pretty much how they handle the virus. This, and saying in this announcement that in fact the cruise lines have been exceeding their guidelines and doing a phenomenal job, and they no longer feel the conditional sail order is necessary. This is what the CDC said 2 weeks after saying, don't cruise because you're going to die. So, you know, lesson number one, the CDC needs to up its meds. When I saw this, I'm like, wait a second. You just got done saying it wasn't safe. Now you're saying it's so safe, we're going to lift the conditional sail order and let them chart their own course. Let them decide how many ships to bring back on, what itineraries to do. I'm confused by this, but I don't care. I don't care. I have been saying for a few months now, all the complaints, legitimate complaints about Walt Disney World and the price and the crowds and the changes, the nickel and diming. Very legitimate complaints. I'm not casting any aspersions on that. Why the hell aren't you people going on cruises? I just got off the Dream. A ship that holds 4,000 guests. There were 1,100 people on board. Now, this was great. This was great. You have, I kept referring to it as my private yacht.
I'm approaching. Avert your eyes.
I should have known that line would have come up. Will and Grace, look it up. But each of these three sailings, I have been reminded of why I fell in love with Disney Cruise Line from the beginning. Friend I met on the cruise who's a Patreon supporter and a follower of our shows, Liz, and hello, Liz, said to me, I can't believe how much you've been underselling the service on the ship, on these ships. Being facetious, of course. But it was her first time cruising. And she was absolutely blown away. Absolutely blown away at how good the level of service is everywhere. I'm not talking about some places. I'm talking about your stateroom host, guest services, any crew member, cast member you come across. You walk down the hall, everyone says hello. Everyone says good morning. And that's one of my standards for how well is it being run. I do that in the hotels too. So I just last night for fun, I have a 7-night cruise coming up on the Fantasy in February. And I pulled up the current rates for that week, February 12th to the 19th, I believe it is. No, 19th to the 26th. Pulled up the rates for that sailing. And then I went and I looked at the rates for a hotel room at Walt Disney World for those exact same dates. And I didn't go for deluxe. I went for Port Orleans Riverside. Okay? Port Orleans Riverside for that week, $2,651 by itself. If there are two adults in the room and you get tickets, it's another $1,282 for a total of $3,933 for a week. And you haven't eaten anything yet. You haven't eaten anything yet.
No transportation there and back.
Yep.
No food. Yep.
Okay. A 7-night veranda stateroom. I think we can all get on board that as much as we love Port Orleans Riverside, a stateroom on Disney Cruise Line with a veranda is going to be nicer. $4,081, $148 more. And it includes your food.
And your entertainment.
And your entertainment. Let's say you just want to go with an ocean view. $3,689. It's actually $244 less than a week at Port Orleans River. And that's Port Orleans Riverside, folks. And I could argue that the accommodations and amenities and quality of service absolutely compares with deluxe resorts. Very favorably compares, by the way. Now, part of the reason there are 1,100 people on a ship that holds 4,000 is because Disney has been capping capacity. They're not even at Disney's cap yet. They're not even at Disney's cap yet. I believe the cap is 1/3. They'll fill the ship to 1/3 full. Because that's their break-even point. That's the point where they're not losing money sailing. So I guess frame this conversation, and we need to help out DCL to not lose money. But $244 less for an Ocean View stateroom on the Disney Fantasy for a 7-night cruise that includes your food and your entertainment. $244 less than those same dates for a standard room at Port Orleans Riverside and tickets into the parks.
And you're comparing, in a sense, you're trying to compare evenly across these two products. There is no comparison. You know, you've talked about it's all your foods included, all of your entertainment. It's a stop at Castaway Cay. It is availability to meet and greets, character meet and greets. It is their specialty dinings of, you know, their special restaurants that are purpose built. So you're not talking about an even comparison. You're talking about comparing something like Port Orleans, which is a basic experience, to an incredible experience like a cruise.
And
Tony, you're preaching to the choir. We have sailed on two Royal Caribbean cruises and a Celebrity. And the fact that these ships are less than a third full, it's like an experience I've never had before sailing.
And look, there's that part of me. Look, and I've said this, I say this all the time. I'm very transparent about my business interests. Of course, it's in my best interest that you book a cruise through Dreams Unlimited Travel. But if I honestly did not feel this was a good thing, I at the very least wouldn't say anything. And I'm putting my own money.
I'm going to say, no, you would not say anything.
Yeah, that's true.
You would call it like you saw it, and you would tell them what they did wrong.
That's why I said at the very least.
Right, no, even then you
would. At the very least, I would just shut up. But we know how long I shut up for. But 12 minutes. Check your watch. I don't understand why anyone would go to Disney World when this was at least the same price or less. I can't comprehend it. You don't want the crowds? Ships are a third full. You don't want phoned-in service? These crew members are as good as they ever were. This is old world Disney level service. This is what when we talk about Disney service, I'm not talking about what you're finding generally speaking in the Magic Kingdom right now. I'm talking about what you found in the Magic Kingdom 20 years ago when they were known for that service. And they're riding that reputation's coattails right now, but not on Cruise Line. And that has been the case, pandemic or not, from the very beginning.
So let's also, we have to also sort of play devil's advocate and be fair of a certain thing, which is that there are people who don't want to cruise and they don't like to cruise and maybe they get seasick. So that they would not choose a cruise over a Walt Disney World vacation. We have to recognize that.
Right. And that, I'm not saying that like right. 100% of all people should cruise. There are, you know, maybe you don't like it. Maybe there's a really good reason why you can't. But if your reason is that I'm going to get COVID, I think your odds are higher at Walt Disney World than they are in Disney Cruise Line.
I actually have a story. We have some good friends, good clients who went on a Hawaiian cruise at the end of last year, Los Angeles to Hawaii, back to Los Angeles. They had such a good time on it. They booked another cruise to start 3 days after they got off, and they are on a 30-day Polynesian cruise. Mm. I'm envious of the time off.
Really? Now this is Viking.
And this is on Viking. Viking Ocean Cruise. They were told on boarding the cruise that you could only explore the islands via a ship-guided tour. You had to stay with the ship tour. Well, they tested every couple days, and they were announced before they were at sea, before they ever got to any of the islands, that everybody on the ship had tested negative for a solid week and that the islands had allowed them now to explore at will. So if you talk about somebody who's testing regularly, the cruise lines are doing this.
Well, you know, my point being, in order to get on a cruise, you have to prove you've been vaccinated and you have to take a test, a COVID test, right then and there before you can get on board.
That's Disney. Others are a little bit different.
That's Disney.
But Disney's right before you get on, yep.
Right before you get on.
Talk about how much more safe can you be?
Exactly. Is it 100%? Nothing's 100%. But they're not testing anybody or checking vaccination status of anybody going through the turnstiles. I'm not saying that means Walt Disney World is unsafe. It's no more unsafe than anywhere else you go. But if I'm going to put my money on something, I'm going to bet my money on something that's holding requirements, yeah. That's testing, that I know when I get on board, every single person on board just went through the same test I did. And let me tell you something. The first night walking down one of the hallways, because they leave your key to the worlds now on your little fish.
Yep.
To those of you who don't know what that means, that's a bit vague.
There's a holder outside every room.
There's a real fish flopping around
that has your stateroom.
That they'll put any like envelopes. You know, you give a spa treatment, and they send down a reminder of what you're getting done. They'll rest it on this little fish. Outside your stateroom, but nonetheless, walking down
Nemo to the outside of your
found him.
Walking down the aisle, walking down the hallway. The number of stateroom keys that were still there, and we had disembarked already, which meant people tested positive at the port weren't allowed to get on, and that sad. Right? I mean, it is. I felt for them.
Oh,
shut up. The two of you.
They couldn't travel.
It was sad that, you know, cause like you just traveled to get there and you're all excited to do your Disney cruise. And then you find out a member of your party tested positive. And if one member of the party tests positive, no one gets on board.
Imagine that ride back.
Yeah, really.
Especially if you're the one.
Right.
And so so I felt bad for them. But at the same time, I also felt like, okay, they're making sure that there is this process in place and it's seamless. It's so seamless. Is it a pain in the neck? Sure it is. It's actually a pain in the nose. But I'm more than happy to do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's also because of the way this started. The cruise line took a huge hit.
Right.
With that Diamond Princess.
Right. Yeah.
And the horror stories that came out of that. So they're going to do everything in their power.
So there was this huge spin about how bad cruises were in general and how they're, you know, petri dishes, and people played on that for a long time. And the fact is the cruise industry responded in the best way possible. And now I agree with you. I think cruising is the safest place you can do.
The only thing that pisses me off is that I can't get my stuff at the buffet.
That doesn't bother me.
Well, I have to tell them, put three more on.
Just keep doing it. Just keep piling it on my plate. But the thing with that is, yes, I'd rather get my own, but I don't want someone else touching it.
Oh, yeah, that goes without saying.
So I'd rather have them give me the stuff on the buffet than other people be allowed access to it.
I'm joking.
I know you are. But I'm just saying, even that's part of it, right? Even that they thought of, we're going to make sure that people are not coming near the buffet items. You see on these cruise lines, they are cleaning constantly. Always wiping down surfaces, elevators.
Oh my God. On the Dream, it was like, you know, it was like they all had OCD.
Yeah.
Everywhere you looked, there was somebody spraying, wiping.
But also, did you experience like nobody on an elevator and not having to wait for an elevator?
Oh yeah.
That's like the best thing ever. It's like, because they only allow one party at a time.
Well, see, now Disney's not doing that. They're not requiring like only one party at a time, but what's funny is most of the guests are.
Right.
Most of the guests, if the elevator doors open and somebody's in there, they
all you have to do is cough.
Right. But then you talk about, I didn't go and see it again. I've seen it before. But One of my friends, I don't know if, have you met Big Fat Panda yet? John Sicari?
Not in person. No, I haven't.
Okay. Cause he was on this with us. And Beauty and the Beast is on the Dream. And this is somebody who saw Beauty and the Beast on Broadway probably a dozen times. Swears up and down, this stage show is better than Broadway. From the acting to the sets to the special effects. So you have that level of entertainment. Yeah, character meet and greets are socially distanced, but they're creative in how they do it. They're creative in what they're doing with it. I think Tom Maslam, who is the head of Disney Cruise Line, deserves a freaking medal for the incredible job he has done rebooting that product. Everything you love about Disney Cruise Line in one place, I mean, it's all there. It's all there. Nothing has been taken away in that regard. Yeah, I can't go up to the buffet, but I much prefer here.
Right. And that's everywhere, right? That, you know, anywhere you go now that used to be a buffet, you have to be fed. You have to be, the food has to be given to you.
So I was just joking that they don't give me enough bacon.
So we're going to beat this to death.
I apparently.
Until you cry in the corner. Yeah, right. But here's the deal.
At this point, your skin is way too thick.
You are going to run into these changes and the restrictions no matter what. This is the world we live in now. It is what it is. So what? That's something that's changed.
Well, that's a decision. Decision personally I've made, and I'm not judging anyone else's personal choices at all. Whatever choice you make, you're right. Whatever choice you make, you're right. I'm just speaking about for myself. I have to learn to live with this.
Yeah.
The whole concept of hiding in a corner and waiting for COVID to go away isn't working. Okay? Because here we are in year two. Right? We're going into year three of this. None of us thought that. I remember when cruise lines shut down in March of 2020, we figured, oh, maybe by May.
We thought 6 weeks, 3 months most.
Never imagined. None of us did.
But again, we feel the same way you do. We're not going to take risks. We're not going to do something that's completely stupid.
We wear our masks.
We've been vaccinated, but we feel cruising is one of the safest activities you can do.
We have one planned for March.
Yep.
And like I said, in the last 3 months, I've been on three of them. I'm getting ready to go on another one. And, thank God I'm still here. Right. I haven't come down with anything. I haven't. Thank God. Not saying it couldn't happen, but I take the precautions that I've been told will mitigate the risk while I'm living my life.
Got the vaccine, got the hand sanitizer, got the mask. I'm good to go.
And I'm sitting on that ship. I'm sitting on that ship the other day going, I'm so glad I feel this way. I'm so glad that I get to do this. Now, yeah, it's easier when you do it for a living. There's no doubt about that. But
it's also easier to do when you live in Florida, I have to say. The fact that the port's an hour away. Yeah. What?
If you live near a port,
right. It makes a little easier. The port's an hour away.
Yeah.
We don't have to add airline tickets to it.
Right. Oh, and if you're a Florida resident, the rates for these cruises.
They have been releasing some incredible last-minute promotions.
Ridiculous.
Really, really unbelievable.
$150 a night per person for a veranda stateroom. As a Florida resident rate. You think about that in a 7-night cruise. It's $2,100 out the door, everything, for two people in a veranda stateroom.
Not a suite. There you go.
Yeah, you can't get them a concierge. Concierge, you got to pay full boat. No pun intended.
I just put the brakes on Kevin because he was going to say, why aren't we doing that?
But also, because of the lowered capacity, the lower number of people. I'm going to regret saying this. Upgrades are very much available.
Not free.
Not free upgrades. Right.
Let's make sure that's
you're going to pay a difference. It's usually not the same amount that you would have paid for the room in the first place, though.
You're talking about at the port, you say to somebody, are there any upgrades available? And they'll give you a price to upgrade to another stateroom. That's the process. We don't want people to think that, oh, look, upgrades are available. We're going to get you something for free.
No. But generally speaking, it was very difficult to get upgrades in the time before time.
Because every concierge stateroom was full.
Yeah.
Every suite was full, and you couldn't get bumped up past the you know, five if you wanted to.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Every so often I get lucky.
This is the world we live in now, right? So there's pluses and minuses to everything. You know, but I think it's a time where people should be taking advantage of what's available now.
Well, that's why I'm going on so many of these damn cruises, yeah. Is that, you know, it was like when the parks first reopened and they were empty and the resorts were empty. I'm like, I want to experience mm-hmm. as much of this as I can, because it's not always going to be like this. And it's not always going to be like this either on Cruise Line. So I want to enjoy it as much as possible. And, you know, look, I'm of two minds on it. Of course, the part of me that does this for a living wants to see these cruises full again. The part of me who loves Disney Cruise Line, who loves the experience, who's a fan, absolutely loves the fact that these ships are empty. But the incredible job Disney Cruise Line has done rebooting this product, and I can say this now after three sailings, the incredible job they've done, they deserve to at least break even right now. They deserve to at least break even. And if I'm going to put my money anywhere, it's going to be on that. It's going to be on that.
We haven't done a Disney Cruise Line sailing yet. We've done other sailings, and we love it, and we have a similar experience to what you're doing. But the feedback, one of the things, a piece of feedback we get from a lot of clients is they're shocked at Castaway Cay and how empty it is.
Yeah.
Gone are the days of fighting for a spot and a chair and all that stuff.
Nope.
And that it's like you have your own private island, literally.
Yeah. No, and that's absolutely the case. You walk past that family beach, which, yeah, it was a war zone back in the day of people going after those.
It's like that scene from Jaws and everyone's running up the beach.
Yeah, right. But now.
Not a good reference. Not a good swimming reference.
Not a good beach reference.
Yeah. Yeah, let's. You walk past the family beach, and I mean, there are people on it, but it's not nuts. And I walk around saying, you know what? I hope they don't do this. I hope they don't do this. But I say to myself, you know, if they jacked up the prices of Cruise Line so that they were making money with these 1,100 passengers, not breaking even or losing money, would I still feel this way? And I don't know.
The tough part there is it's a balancing act of what's too much to curtail people from traveling as opposed to enticing them. Apparently, they're trying to entice people because we see the discounts that come out on sailings that are traveling soon. Mm-hmm. So they are trying to get more people on that ship by offering a better price. So, you know, they have to balance, where am I going to outprice it so more people don't go? So,
and you know, for those discounts and things like that, you can always check out dclfan.com. That's one of our sister websites, along with our Facebook group, dclfan. You can join that. And, when discounts are released and things like that, they get added to those right away. So you won't miss anything. Plus questions on Cruise Line, especially on our Facebook group, incredible group of people, absolutely incredible group of people. And I forgot to mention Patreon, that we're going to have our Patreon after show when we're done with this. Craig is a bad producer. He doesn't remind me. He's not even like contributing to this show. He's just like,
he's flipping through TikTok.
I can tell you I'm not doing that.
Is that how you, is that the term, flipping through TikTok? Is that what the kids are saying?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't.
I think Pete uses TikTok Twitter more than me.
Yeah, no, I'm on TikTok all the time.
You're on TikTok?
Well, I mean, I don't do it. No, I mean, I'm on the app, like watching. No, I'm not on TikTok. But Federico Argar from C Disney, he's like getting stuff going viral. He's really, really good with TikTok. So you can follow C Disney, SI Disney, on TikTok, but you have to speak Spanish. Because it's all in Spanish. But you should still follow them anyway.
You should.
Should still follow them anyway. Oh, and that was the other thing I wanted to mention. Panda John Sicari went with us on this cruise, and he's so close to hitting, I think it's 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. He needs like 900 more. So we'll throw a link in the description down below here. Please head over to his YouTube channel. Go ahead and give him a subscribe. Let's get him past that 100,000 mark. He gets a really cool, I don't think ours is on camera anywhere, a really cool plaque. Does it show up on your shot, Greg?
No. Greg sold it.
You get a really cool plaque when you hit 100,000. Do we ever get the other one for Diz?
No. No.
You got to get on that.
Really cool plaque. I've never put those three words together.
Well, it is.
Shiny.
Oh, he's trying to.
He's reaching.
It's behind me.
You're going to hear a crash.
Are you incapable of standing?
I mean, if you just want to talk for a second, so that way.
Go ahead. I'll vamp.
So we don't see his butt.
I'll vamp. Craig is going to.
While we're vamping, can I jump in here with a different subject?
Well, now that he has changed cameras, go ahead.
Disney Adventures by Disney has released 2023 river cruises for the Seine, the Danube, and the Rhine. They're having early booking discounts. Today is if you've completed three adventures, you can book today. If you've completed any adventures, you can book tomorrow, and the rest of the general public can book on Thursday.
And how's the pricing?
It mimics last year.
Right.
They're not much different.
Yeah. Right.
Pretty much along the same lines as what last year was. And there's a early booking discount from Adventures by Disney, $500 per person. Not all staterooms, not available on suites, but on every other stateroom. And you get a discount from Dreams Unlimited Travel. So you can save like up to $2,300 on a cruise.
Oh, wow.
Booked through us. So, but we want to make sure people know that there's some really popular.
On an adventure, not a cruise.
A
river cruise.
Yeah. Adventures by Disney River Cruise. We want to make sure that people know that there are some really popular sailings, some really popular river cruises, Food and Wine.
Christmas Market.
Oktoberfest. And these will sell out quickly, and the discounts will sell out quickly. So if you want it, John at Dreams Unlimited Travel.
The early booking discounts will sell out early.
I think the Christmas Market cruise will sell out fast. They always do. Contact us, John at Dreams Unlimited Travel, Kevin at Dreams Unlimited Travel, and we'll get
you. Do those Christmas Market cruises, do they only go like actually on Christmas over those days?
They're actually the month before Christmas.
Okay.
If you wait until Christmas, the markets close for Christmas. And they are set up to sell people gifts and goodies and snacks and regional food and all that stuff. And literally every town in Germany and Austria has their own, but they're not over Christmas. Over Christmas, it's very quiet.
Yeah.
Things close down. You would have to go from Thanksgiving until the third week of December in that frame.
Okay.
And they're specifically marked. Like if you go to our website and you want to get a quote, and you use our online calculator, you'll see the choice of your date. We'll say Christmas Market, or we'll say Oktoberfest.
Maybe I'll look to do one over my birthday.
Do it. Do it. You would go crazy.
Honey, you got to be sitting at your chair in front of a microphone to do that.
Okay. I know. We don't know how radio works. Yeah, you would lose your mind. You would think it's the best thing ever. You would have to get more storage pods for the stuff you buy.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because it's like sensory overload, but it's the most incredible experience. We've done three. Most incredible experience you've ever had in your life. Because what's happened is these river cruising in general is set up to follow the trade routes of these countries, the ancient trade routes. And the cities that have popped up along the river are the ones that generally have these bigger Christmas markets, these more popular ones, because that's how people, you know, they went to a town and they got their Christmas stuff and they went home. So the fact that you're pulling up to these towns, you're docking and you're within walking distance of these incredible Christmas markets. It's so much fun. It's really something really cool.
Oh, it sounds it. It sounds it. I would love to do that.
You would love it.
Speaking of
radio. I'll be sitting in a minute.
Go ahead.
Speaking of radio, I just want to remind everybody that we have rebooted Diz Radio, and boy, is it doing well.
Wow. I didn't know about this.
Yeah, about 3 weeks ago. And it's doing really, really, really well. And we've just enabled the Alexa skill for Diz Radio, where if you enable it, if you go to your skills, the skill store, and look for, I believe it's under Diz Radio. You can enable that and then just tell Alexa, play Diz Radio. Automatically starts playing Diz Radio.
That's awesome.
And I've been using that like crazy. And people really seem to be enjoying it. It's part of live365.com. If you want to go search it down, we'll get a link in the show notes as well, as Craig struggles to remember.
I have my list.
Going back to the Christmas market cruise, I would tell you, of all people, you need an extra biggest suitcase you can buy.
Oh, God, yeah.
However, a lot of things could be shipped.
Really?
Yeah, you can go to, well, Kathy Wolfart. What's her name? What's that lady's name?
Kathy Wolfart.
It's a huge store, huge Christmas store.
Christmas stores. But at the actual markets, and they will ship. In the
is
little
it really
tent.
Wolfart?
Mm-hmm.
Wolfart.
Wolfart.
Say it fast.
Here's the deal.
Kathy Wolfart. and those of us that have been in the studio with her,
if you
know that, I'm kidding.
She has
the Christmas decorations and stuff you can buy. You'll go crazy. You'll go crazy.
Yeah. I think maybe we should do a team trip.
We've done three.
We've tried to put together a group, and COVID happened, so that never manifested.
We did. We tried to take over an entire ship.
Yep.
I mean, it's about 200 people. It's not like the Fantasy or the Wish or anything. But we love the Christmas markets. And I don't know if this happened while I was out, but most of them are within walking distance of the ship.
Yeah, John was saying.
Because, you know, you're parked right along the river. Just amazing. And then they decorate the ship for Christmas. It's lovely.
Yeah, I would love to do one. I would absolutely love to do
you
one.
You need warm weather or warm clothes.
No, really? I think shorts and a tank top.
That's him.
That's how I go. No, it's cold there. DreamsUnlimitedTravel.com. Go to our Adventures by Disney section. Click on Get a Quote. We have an online calculator. You can play with pricing for different sailings and different stateroom categories. It'll show you the discount right there on that page.
You will do more than one.
Yep.
No, it's like crack.
I also want to point out one more thing. If you do that, we will make sure we book you on the first day you can be booked, because Disney's doing this staggered release thing. So your agent will figure out, you know, you can book whatever based on what your eligibility is. So we get you in there for that.
I have one more plug. Can I do another
plug?
Sure. Dreams Villas of Orlando. Our rental property here in Orlando has been modernized. It has been renovated. It looks stunningly beautiful.
Yeah, we got to get in. I got to get in there and see it.
It's also even more handicapped accessible than it was before. The bottom floor, the master bedroom, has a walk-in shower now, as opposed to
a roll-in.
No, you can't roll in. There's a lip.
Okay.
We couldn't make it completely barrier-free because of the shape of the bathroom.
It's a 1 or 2 inch lip.
Okay.
And our rental property in New Jersey is undergoing renovation as we speak. So we should be ready for this season. The beginning of April, if you're interested in going and staying in Cape May, that's all being renovated and modernized as well. Not a single piece of this house is going untouched. Everything's being fixed and upgraded and painted and changed.
That's what happens when you have all the money, John.
That's right. We can't afford to go on cruises like Pete. Mm-mm. We have to renovate.
Please, you go on as many as I do. And you're buying investment properties.
That's right.
And if you're interested in any of that, Kevin at DreamsUnlimitedTravel.com or John at DreamsUnlimitedTravel.com. How many bedrooms is the Dreams Villas here in Orlando?
Four bedroom. We used to have a 3 and a 4 bedroom. The 3 bedroom is offline for the next year plus. So now we're just offering the 4 bedroom unit.
Okay.
But what we did is we sort of adjusted the seasons and the pricing. So you still find really good pricing, $99 a night off season for a 4 bedroom that sleeps 8 people. So
So if we're going to make it the plug show, if you want an investment property here in Orlando, moving to Orlando.com, we can help you with that too.
Here's the deal. Buy now. You got to get out there and buy now.
Mortgage rates are going up.
Mortgage rates are going up. Inventories, I mean, I can't find anything in my my division that would be for sale. So, yeah.
It's tough. All right. What else do we want to talk about? We've got about 15 minutes we need to fill.
I have an interesting thing that how awkward. I have an interesting thing that Karen Adamakis sent me.
Karen is one of our Dreams Unlimited travel agents.
She says that park reservations are showing up through January of 2024 through the app and through the website. You can get a park reservation through January of 2024. We don't know what that means. We don't know if it's a glitch. I've got some questions out there asking if maybe that means we might see 2023 packages early, that they're gearing up to start booking people soon.
It's got to be. I can't imagine why.
Yeah.
They would be releasing that this far out.
Because it feels like,
or maybe that's a glitch. Maybe it's gonna go away.
We've been following it for like 3 days. So that's like I kept saying to her, let's keep an eye on it. Let's see if this is actually true or somebody did something by mistake. But through the middle of January of a year usually means they're getting ready to sell like December. Because, you know, you book from December into January would be the booking window. So we'll see. I mean, I'm hoping we see 2023 packages come out because people are anxious. You know, they want to book. They want to plan. Today's National Plan Your Vacation Day. As a matter of fact.
So. Is that a national holiday?
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact. It's a national. Well, it's not a holiday where you get any time off.
Well, you see.
Obviously.
Banks are closed. Yeah, really.
Really. You don't ever get a day off. The banks are not closed. The tolls are still in effect.
Well, you see. It's not a real holiday.
It's not a real holiday.
National Plan Your Vacation Day. For this audience, that's like every day of the year.
That is true.
So, no. I don't know. Craig, you got anything?
Hey, nothing like super interesting. Like in terms of news this week, I think.
Yeah, well, that was it. It was kind of a slow news week.
Yeah, like the biggest one was yesterday they announced that a couple of the character experiences were getting added to Genie Plus for Lightning Lane. So meeting Cinderella and a visiting princess, meeting Tiana and a visiting princess, meeting Mickey Mouse and meeting Olaf.
You know what? Something funny about Genie Plus, all the yelling and screaming about it when it launched, more and more, and this is anecdotal, but more and more people I'm talking to are like, yeah, I kind of like it.
Here's the
always what happens.
Here's the feedback we're getting from clients. Ahead of traveling, they hate it. I don't want to have to make these plans. I don't want to have to go as far in advance. I don't want to have to pay more for the Genie Plus stuff. Once they do it, they love it. They say it makes their vacation so much easier to plan. So I think it's one of those things that becomes, you know, let's experience it first. I got to get rid of this because it's playing noises.
You mean actually try it before you make a decision?
I know. Can you believe it?
Well, it's also the way you experience it. You know, Hollywood Studios is the hardest to navigate it because everyone wants Slinky Dog and everything fills up so quickly at that park. And then you have Epcot where it's not a complete waste of money to use it at Epcot, but it's not a valuable investment on it. So like I think Magic Kingdom is kind of the selling point because there it is. Yeah, you're spending the money, but then it is like you have Fast Pass back, but also at your fingertips, and I think there's just a lot. It all depends on where you kind of use it. But overall, I hear more people say positive things about Genie Plus than negative.
But when it was announced, everybody was so upset about it. And I understand why. The nickel and diming has gotten ridiculous at the parks. But I had said it then. 3 years from now, if they try and change this or take it away, people are going to freak out. And sure enough, here we are 3 months later. It's like, oh, well, this is actually kind of good.
We like it. I was actually trying to find it. There's a story on DCL Fan that I just read. There's going to be Pixar-themed Disney cruises in 2023.
Really?
Yeah. I can't bring it back up.
Oh, that's a
means it wasn't true.
It could have been a lie.
It's a glowing testament to our websites.
Well, I think it's more about the fact that it came up as a news alert, and now I don't know where that news alert went.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, so that's kind of interesting. They're going to have a themed breakfast with the characters. There's going to be Pixar meet and greets with the characters. So expanding that sort of specialty sailing on Disney Cruise Line.
That's really cool. That'd be very cool. That'd be more interesting to me than Star Wars Day at Sea or Marvel Day at Sea. They were doing Pixar stuff.
Let's make the bed would be more exciting than Star Wars Day. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. You really want everybody to write you hate mail, don't you?
I don't care. We're past that.
So, all right. Anything else? Before we wrap it up, I know it's a little early, but... Craig?
So I'm scrolling through our website trying to see if anything's been happening. I'm
trying to find that story.
Okay, well, as we sit here and scroll through our phones.
This makes great TV.
Yeah,
really. Very engaging. We're going to go ahead and wrap this up. If you are a Patreon supporter, stay tuned. We'll be going live right after this, taking your questions and chatting about other things and using language I'm not allowed to use on this. If you're interested in becoming a Patreon supporter, patreon.com/DizUnplugged. But that is going to do it for our show this week, folks. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you again next week with another edition of the Diz Unplugged. Have a great one, everybody. And remember, stay out of the damn lakes.